right. We're going to turn to, we already there, St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We're going to turn to Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I'm going to go to Matthew, the book of Matthew, Matthew the 40th chapter 40. And we're going to start at verse 27. Did I say Isaiah? I'm sorry. That last one's Isaiah. Lord, help me remember I said Matthew. Isaiah, the 40th chapter 40, verses 27 through 31. I hear one amen, whatever. I'm going with it. Anybody got that? Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increased strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. We want to talk about today. Rest for the soul and the mind. Amen. Rest for the soul and the mind. The Lord is saying, come unto me, all ye that are labor, all of you that are wrestling, you're struggling, you're exhausted, you're in heavy laden, and heavy laden, you're heavy burden. God said, come to me, all you that are wore out and tired and mentally and physically exhausted. And it said, come unto me, all you that are labor and heavy laden, all you that are heavy burdened and weighed down. Amen. Mentally and physically. I believe the mental and physical is pretty rough on the body. But the mental is more devastating than the physical. Amen. Because a lot of times you don't know where the problem coming from. When you know that your body is tired and your physical body feel drained, a person got common sense, they're going to go and lay their body down. You can do something about that. Amen. But you can't hardly do nothing about that mental thing until God come by and do something for your mind. Amen. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It said, I will give you rest. I will unwind you. I will relax you. I will give you peace. I will put you in a state of peace. Amen. A state of tranquility. I will rest your mind and I will rest your body. It's a lot of people today are trouble in their minds. They're trouble in their, they don't even get natural rest. They don't even go. Some people don't sleep. It's not a really good thing when you sleep 2 or 3 hours and you can't sleep no more than that. That's not healthy. Because at the end of the day, you're going to have some health issues. You're going to have some problems. Amen. Because the Lord said he gives sweet sleep to his beloved. It's the will of God. He said, it's vain for you to rise up early in the morning, and it's vain for you to sit up late at night to eat the bread of sorrows. Amen. He said, so God has given rest for his beloved. In other words, God don't want us sitting up late worrying and stressing out and can't hardly go to sleep. Neither do he want us to wake up early in the morning, start worrying about our problems all over again. God said, it's vain. It's vanity. It does you no good. It's empty. It does you harm. So that's why the Lord designed sleep. You can get sleep, but I'm talking about sweet sleep. Sweet sleep is that sleep in tranquility and greatly peaceful sleep and rest, and you're not toiling and having nightmares and coming up with all these different kind of crazy dreams and stuff in your sleep because you're not resting in your soul. Amen. Talking about today, rest for the soul and mind. People lay down every day. They go to do the routine. We all do the routine thing. We lay down at nighttime, and then we get up in the morning, and then we do it again at nighttime. But most people today are not getting good rest for their soul or mind. Amen. Your soul is your mind. It's the inward part of you. The soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. What rotates your emotion, your emotions, and your will, and all the inward part of you. That's your soul. Amen. We're talking about today, rest for the soul and the mind. He said, come unto me if you want to get that type of rest. God is saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And God's not just talking about rest. Did you go lay down up on the pillow? He's talking about, I want you to not only rest while you laying up on the pillow. I want you to rest in your thoughts and your mind. I want you to be at ease and unwind and relax and be in serenity. Amen. So when you get up, you can feel, I feel good. I feel like I rested good. Amen. In other words, he wants you to cast all of your cares upon him. It's easy to get to be worked up with cares, and it's hard sometimes to let it go. But if you keep talking to the Lord, he'll show you how to unwind. He'll show you how to let it go. And he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. In other words, he's saying, take my burdens. My yoke is easy. My burdens is light. He said, take, back then they would have a piece of wood that would go across two animals' back or either neck. In other words, they would carry the toil, the load of whatever they was doing, the farmers or whatever. They would carry all the weight of, that's work. That's a lot of work. The Lord was saying, if you take my way, put me upon you, you'll get through here a lot easier. I'm not hard and pressing like that. You won't be all yoked down and shackled down. He said, take my yoke, my way, connect with me. Let me put my yoke, my burden on you is light. Amen? How many find out that God's way is best way? Amen. And it's not as heavy. Amen. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. When you learn it, you can't gain it all in one time. You will not learn about the Lord all in one day. That's like it's vain for you to sit there and grab a Bible. And little children do that because they don't want to do their homework anyway. So they'll say, they ask the parents. The parents say, have you studied your lesson? Yes, I've studied. They better hurry up and read something real quick. Say, I studied it. And that's why they get F's and D's, because they really didn't get it. They just read it real quick because they didn't want you to get them. And we don't watch it. We'll pick up God's word just like that. I read the Bible today. Who did you do it for? You or the Lord? You need to study and learn the ways of God. You can't learn them all overnight. You learn them each and every day. God teach you a little something each and every day. You might learn it through reading the word. You might learn it through hearing the preacher preach. You might learn it through experience, but you learn of God. And it takes some time to learn of God. You don't learn it all overnight. That means you're gaining wisdom, you're gaining knowledge, and you're inquiring and asking the Lord about things. That's how you learn it. You don't ever ask the Lord about anything, you can't learn very well. You can't learn with your mouth closed and your hands folded up and just learn. You need to inquire about the ways of God. Talk to him about the ways of God. Amen? It said, for my yoke is easy. It said, I'm going to go back to the 29th verse. It said, take my yoke upon you. Take my way upon you. Take my burden upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. God is humble. He's easy. He's not a hard taskmaster. He's an easy God to learn from if you really want to learn. Take my yoke upon you. I'm meek and I'm lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. In other words, he said, if you come and do it my way and obey me, in other words, you'll find how to get through here a lot easier than you would on your own. And it says, for my yoke is easy and my burdens is light. My burden is light. All right. Talking about the soul. The soul, that's your mind, will, and emotions. Amen. We need them to be in control. Amen. How many know your mind, soul, and emotion can get all out of whack? Amen. To get all out of whack. And when it gets all out of whack, you get all out of whack. You see things in a different light. You act in a different way. You don't respond to things the way you need to respond. You need God to harness your soul. I need God to harness my soul. So the only way you're going to know to do that is read the word of God and do what he asks you to do. In other words, the first thing we do when we have trouble, we go tell 99 other people about it, and we go discuss it with other people, and we screw over it. I don't know how many times I said, we do not go to God like we need to do. Go to God when we are under attack, when we can't seem to, when we are, our heart is overwhelmed in us. The Bible said, when your heart is overwhelming you, lead me to the rock that's higher than me. He's the only one can help you when you need some help. If you go to the doctor, they're just going to put you on some pills. If you go to this person, they're going to say you crazy. You go to that person, they ain't going to help you. Because the person that you're going to got issues they sell. Amen. So the Lord is saying this to sum it all up. Just come to me. Casting all your cares upon me, all your concerns, everything that you're concerned about, talk to the Lord about it. Talk to the Lord. Lord, I'm not functioning very well in this. With this, I can't function very well with this. I need you, Lord, to help me and show me a more perfect way that I can deal with this situation, that I can deal with that situation. And then when you ask the Lord that, you got to be obedient to him for whatever he tells you to do. If he say you need to skip some meals, you need to turn your plate down to fat, then you need to fast. If he says you need to pray, you need to pray. If he say you need to leave that alone, you need to leave that alone. If he say you need to calm down, you need to calm down. You need to do whatever the Lord is saying to you. Amen. And you'll find rest for your soul. If the Lord is telling you, you talk to the Lord about one thing, you keep telling the Lord how, but you told the Lord, I don't know how many times, but Lord, it's just getting so rough. Lord, I just can't see my way. You still telling the Lord all the negative stuff he'd already told you what to do. Then you're not going to get the job done till you be quiet and listen to the Lord and do what he say do. Amen. Amen? Talking about the soul, talking about the mind and the will and emotions. The devil would like all everybody to be in a straitjacket if he could. Oh, yeah. He like us all to be going, and they put a straitjacket on you. Because he want everybody, he would like to, he come to steal, kill, and to destroy. And if he get your mind, he got you. I said if he get your mind, he really have you. Because your mind is a control tower. If this ain't functioning right, all this is not going to function right. In other words, your mind tell you to stand up, you don't obey the mind, you're going to still be sitting. So people won't think something wrong with you. Your mind controls all your actions. That's why you need it to be working right. You know, when the devil is got an attack on your mind, it's not good to let him know he got an attack on your mind. Don't say, I feel crazy. If you're crazy, if you feel crazy, don't let the devil know you feel crazy. Get up. Am I right? Because you think he's going to have mercy, he's going to really put it on it. I'm going to make him feel like they really going off. If you feel a little off or something, we all have our days. Don't y'all get too spiritual on me, because you know you have your days. Ain't nobody looking at you. You know you got your days. We all have our days. You glad that nobody's there to see. Amen. Amen. You got to say, Lord, I don't know what this is, but I curse it in the name of Jesus. I curse every distraction. I curse everything the devil trying to throw in my mind. I cast down every imagination, every high thing is all self again. And the devil make you feel something real crazy and you ain't never felt before, you need not to talk about it except that you can't be saying, oh, I feel a little crazy today. You better denounce that. You better rebuke that. Amen. We give too much place to the devil. Amen. The Lord says, I won't jump ahead of myself. We'll go to Philippians, the second chapter, verse 5. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That's why the Lord wants us to have his mind. Amen. Because if you don't have God's mind, you'll just operate out your own mind and do dumb stuff, stupid stuff. Amen? Amen. It was something that my oldest son did today was stupid, dumb. You know, you can set something on fire, anything. I'm not saying he said that was right, but you can just do something that's stupid. Because you think you control the things with your mind, but that's the devil, amen, got your mind not clear like it's supposed to be clear. And do something dumb and cause distractions, cause everything else to go out of whack. Amen. The Lord is saying, let this mind, and even the older you get, you know, older I get, I depend upon the Lord more and more because they say we're losing brain cells all the time. Your body's going back to dust every day. So you forget. I ain't going to blame it all on older people because these young people, they act like they 100 years old. They really forget stuff. Worse than if somebody's older. They forget stuff like that. I think it's the food they're eating and stuff. Some of it's not right. Because when we was growing up, we didn't eat all this cereal, boxes and boxes of cereal and drinking so much juice and stuff. People, there's one you ain't crazy. You know, I was at one of my son's relative house the other day, and the little boy, he just went in there and he just was drinking that, I call it ghetto juice, they call it that old kind of juice. He just kept drinking it, and his grandmother's already was kind of impaired. He bringing out for her to pour some more juice. He just drunk all that. I said, all that juice, and, oh, Lord. It's like, sir, they're drinking that juice, and wonder why they won't go to sleep till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. You wonder why your children won't go to sleep, but all the stuff they eat, all the sweets they eat. Amen? And we ourselves, we have to make sure that Lord help us to stay in our right minds. Amen. You know, sometimes I forget stuff or something I write notes or whatever. I forget this or forget that. But I thank God sometimes he'll just say, remind me to do something. Amen. And I feel sorry for people that don't have the Lord at all in their life. Some people look crazy. It is crazy. And walking in a daze. I could be out there community all the time. People walking in a daze. Look mind some. You know something wrong. Amen. God have mercy upon the whole world today. We need help. We think we don't want us. People don't want to serve God. They don't want to be. They don't want to go to church. Live for God. They want to do what they want to do, but they can't even handle their own business without God. Their minds is gone. Amen. And you, some of us, if we come from families that got a lot of mind issues and stuff, we know we need to stay close to God as much as possible. Amen. We'll just be walking around acting like them. Amen. Let this mind be within you. God said, let this mind. He's asking you to let, in other words, surrender your mind, your will to the Lord. That's your choice. But if a wise person, it's like, let me have your mind. How can God have your mind if you're not born again of the water and the spirit? You got to be born again for the Lord to have your mind. It's like, let this mind. He's saying, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I'm going to read verse 6. It said, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. In other words, the Lord has given us a privilege to have the same kind of mind that he has. That's really what it's saying. Ain't that a blessing? Yeah. Our little dirty little minds, our little crazy minds, he's saying, let me exchange that and give you my mind. Amen? You shouldn't even want no spiritual authority over you or no type of authority over you when you see the person. Man ain't right. Amen? That's why the Bible said pray for them that are in authority so you can live a more peaceful life. You got to pray for the government. You got to pray for people that's over there. You pray about the situation. People over you, you pray about that God will guide their mind. They do the right thing. Amen. With you and your situations. Amen. Pray over your household. Pray in your household. It's a good thing sometimes go through your household and pray. Lord, this curse everything that shouldn't be here. I'm a witness. God would drive it out. Oh, yes, he will. I'm a witness. You keep praying and praying, you praying, Lord, and after a while stuff started departing, you wonder where's going on. God's answering that prayer. Amen. But some of us just contend with stuff and deal with it. You got authority to pray about it. But it said, let this mind be within you, which was also in Christ Jesus. If anybody needs the mind of Christ today, we need the mind of Christ. The people of God, we need, the whole world need the mind of Christ. You got to be looking at it in the White House. There's so much craziness there. It's unstableness there. Every situation is unstable. Amen. This one pointing their finger at that, and they all unstable because they don't have Jesus. We better pray. Let this mind be within you. The mind, your mind is your intellect, the way you think, your brain, your thoughts. This is your control tower. If it's all smashed down and not working right, everything else is going to be smashed down and not working right. And if the Lord is in your mind, if he's in your mind, he's going to lead and guide you in the way you should go. Amen. So it's important to let this mind. God's saying, welcome my mind to be within you. The Bible tells us that we acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways. He will direct our path. Reason we don't get direction from the Lord, we don't acknowledge him in all our ways. We just do whatever we feel like doing. Especially when you're not sure about the way you should take, about sure about what you should do. When something is confusing to you, you don't understand, pray about it. And you might go angle off to start to do it this way, and for you know it, God then turn it that way because you acknowledge God about it. Let this mind be within you, which is also in Christ Jesus. In the book of Isaiah, it said, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Some situations in our life, it feel like, it seems like, God just don't understand what I'm going through. We thought about that, we wouldn't even think that way. But sometimes your way can be so intense and so overwhelmed to you that you almost feel like God don't really understand your way. God don't even know what I'm going through. You say, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord? It's like this situation right here, Lord, I don't know where you at, Lord. If you don't watch, you find yourself telling the Lord what he should do and needs to do about your situation. Because you almost forget who you're talking to. It says, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. In other words, Lord, you really just don't even understand what I'm going through. Lord, you don't even understand, Lord, the way that I take. Lord, and it's like, Lord, you know, there's no ending solution. My judgment is passed over from my God. There's no, I don't see a way out of this situation, Lord. I don't see a conclusion to it. I don't see an answer for it. That's what your mind say. That's when you're limited in your thinking when you don't have the mind of Christ. But if you study the word and the word of God is in your heart, you might think it that way for a minute. But that word, if it's down in you, you're going to come up and say, no, the Lord can bring you through anything. God got an answer for this solution. But in your mind, you say there's no hope for this. There's no way out of this situation. And the Lord is saying, you know, in other words, that's what we say, but that's not what God's saying. But in verse 28, God is saying, has thou not known? God's saying, do you really know? And it said, has thou not heard? In other words, have you heard about God? Do you know anything about God? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he's the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not. We think our way is closed up. God don't understand it. Nobody understands my way. God don't even understand it. But the Lord said, he fainted not. He said, don't, have you not known? Have you not read about the Lord? Have you not known some of his way that God, he don't faint? That means to get faint, to get weak. In other words, to get feeble, to get this faint, this weak. God doesn't faint. Amen. I'm so glad that he doesn't faint. Amen. God doesn't faint and neither is weary. God is not worn out or tired. That's what weary means. He's not tired. He's not worn. He doesn't wear. He doesn't tear. That's what tired means. We wear and we tear, but God doesn't. It says the creator of the ends of the earth fainted not, neither is weary or tired or worn. There is no searching of his understanding. No one can understand God other than what we read about him. Nobody can understand and figure God out. Because they did, they will be God. There's only one God. So nobody has that ability. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how much a billionaire you are. What you cannot figure out God. All God got to do is just shut you down with one blow. That's all he got to do is shut you down with one blow. I think we forget sometimes. We forget sometimes. We think the devil's in control. We think people are in control. But really, when you know how great God is, you say you ain't nothing but a breath. With all your money and everything, you ain't nothing but a breath. All God got to do is just look at this bad as I and you could be gone. That's how powerful God is. But a lot of times people don't walk close with God. They don't know God like that. Your spirit is what knows God. You don't know God in the flesh. Your spirit is what knows something about God. And when you really, really right with God, you don't fear these things. When the spirit rises up on the inside, I mean, your flesh may fear and tremble. My flesh may fear and tremble, but it's real. If it's really real down there, the spirit man going to come up and God going to let you know, I'm all God. I'm over all, in all, and through you all. And there's nothing body greater than me. And he'll let you know that I'm greater on the inside of you than he that's in the world. I'm greater than any problem. All you got to do is come to me. We want other people to pray for us about our problem. That's why sometimes your problem won't get resolved. God looking for you to open up your mouth and talk to God about your problem. Amen. Can I get an amen? It said there's no searching of his understanding. No one is able to figure God out. Or to bring the conclusion what they think about God. And it say he giveth power to the faint. God giveth ability, strength to the faint. God will give you some power when you feel like I have no power. When you feel like I'm about flat as the ground. I have no strength. I have no might. I have no get up and go. I have nothing. God will blow power into you. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increased strength. You know, now they got this thing now. Heroin and the drugs and things are just on the rampage. The devil just having folks just take. And people, when they feel like they can't fix their situations and things like that, they just go on and get on some drugs and just go get even to the devil. He ready to take them out of here. They got this thing now. I can't think of the name of it. Well, if you can rush them, get them close to get to the hospital quick enough or the police come where they at, they can give them this kind of stuff and snap them back just like that. When I'm at that desk right there, I see a lot of people coming in on stretchers and they come out walking. They done did some for them and they done bought them back. One lady came to the ER and she just stood there and I think she was something was wrong with her when that in that area and she just collapsed, fell on the floor and they bought her back later. It's a lot of that going on. Amen? And God got that same kind of power. But it's not what they give you to the doctor. He gave you the same power when you about faint. When you faint in your spirit, you're saying, I can't go no further. I can't see my way. I'm tired. I can't go no further. The devil tell you, you can't walk no more with God. God ain't fixed this. God ain't did that. I can't go no further. Glory to God. If you call upon the name of the Lord, God will put power and strength back into you. Amen. And he'll put a yes, I can. Amen. He'll put another yes in your soul. You'll say, I'm ready to go on with the Lord. I was walking and you know, I got weary and I almost fainted, but I am walking with the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And it says, he giveth power to the faint. When you feel yourself getting weary and fainting and discouraged and stressed, you don't sit there and pacify that. You don't sit there and rock that. You get yourself into some prayer wherever you are and say, we get ready to have a prayer meeting right now. Amen. And you got to talk to yourself and say, we ain't talking about faint. We ain't talking about quit. Quitting is not an option for me. Because if I quit, where am I going to go? Because thou hast the words of eternal life. Where am I going to turn to? If I turn back there, I'm going to be a worse mess than I was. Glory to God, people, the devil will trip you up. Glory to God, I tell you, want you to go back to the world. Well, I got news for you. If you go back to the world, you're going to be one worse person than you ever been.
Amen.
Because the Bible speaks about seven more spirits will enter you, greater, worse than you ever had. You will become a twofold tower of hell. You will become worse than you ever were. You will do things you never did before. Somebody give God the praise. He gave it power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increased strength. When I feel like I can't go another strip, another mile, I was talking to the Lord this morning about a lot of things. Sometimes I reminisce, or sometimes I go over, sometimes not, it's not all the time, but sometimes I just reminisce from this call when God first called me, because sometimes the enemy fights you with many different things. You have to almost go back. That's why it's good to write down stuff and remember when God first said something to you. When he first did, you go talk to God about. Talk to God about all your needs being supplied. Talk about to the Lord. Once in a while, you need to have a talk with Jesus and tell him all about your problems. And he will hear your faintest cry. Stop telling other people because they can't fix it for you.
Amen.
And you got to talk to the Lord, especially me being in this position. Why are you helping other people? You got to talk to the Lord about stuff that you're going through, because people have the tendency to think that you're a supernatural being and you don't have no problem and you don't have nobody really you can talk to. So you better talk to the Lord about whatever you got going through so you can be able to keep doing what God called you to do, because you have problems and issues and things like anybody else.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise. It say, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall stumble or absolutely fall. It say, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. It speaks about, say, even the youth shall faint and be weary. Then I'm going to back up again and say, to give power to the faint and to them that have no might, he increased strength. You can get so weak that you have no might at all.
Amen.
There's time you can have a little strength, and there's some time you don't feel nothing make you go on. You just sitting there. You need a wind from heaven to come and blow. You don't see nothing pushing you on. Amen? Nothing. Amen. Nothing moving. Nothing stirring. And the will of the Holy Ghost. Sometimes all you got to do is say, Jesus. You might not have strength to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, and have a long speech with him. You might just need to say, Jesus. Get like, Jesus. And his power in that name. For the name of Jesus, demons tremble in that name. It's a strong tower. The name of Jesus is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it. They'll say, somebody say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Y'all said it real shaky, like, say Jesus with some power. Jesus.
Jesus!
The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, they are safe. Say, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly or absolutely stumble and fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It's not just for old people fainting, it's young people fainting. I think it's more young people fainting than old people. The young people are stronger somewhat, I ain't going to say all the way, somewhat stronger in physical. But the old people are more mentally strong. The ones that are equipped. You got some old, I don't want to call people old fools, but you got some people out here older, they just as bad off as the young ones. If they ain't got all their noodles ain't running together up here. Y'all may say brain noodles. Everything ain't running together, wired up. Everything ain't connected up here. They still got issues. Amen. But he gave me power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. But the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Like I said, you don't have to be old to be weary. They have no strength. Amen. The young people are fainting. You know, it really, you look at the news. I mean, even when I looked Well, they had those Time magazines out there. They got all kind of magazines out there. And I was just glancing at one of them. And they had the list of all of those people that got killed in Atlanta, Florida. They had their names. You know, the 49 people that got killed. Then they had their ages right beside. It was only one person I seen there, 50 years old. And one I seen 40. Rest of them were in their 20s all the way down to 22. Fainting in your minds. You're fainting your minds to the point where you live all kind of lifestyles and do not thinking correctly. And can the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy to take you? Mentally wise, you wouldn't have been probably at the wrong place at the wrong time doing the wrong thing anyway. All those lives, and even the more. Every day you turn on your TV, it's not way down in Atlanta, Florida. It's right here. Somebody got shot next door to you. Somebody done did this. People need to be sleeping at night, up rambling, doing things they shouldn't have to. They shouldn't be doing. The youth shall be for faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, and this is the part that God wants us to do, and he don't mean to sit down and do nothing while you're waiting on the Lord. While you're waiting on the Lord, he wants you to be calling upon his name. He wants you to be talking to him about whatever that's bothering you, whatever confronts you. He wants you to wait and stay in expectation. Don't run ahead of the Lord. When it say wait up on the Lord, then when you wait on somebody, you waiting on them. You don't go run ahead of them. You don't make unwise decisions. You don't go ahead of them. You wait on the Lord for the outcome. He will renew your strength. Maybe you don't feel strength right then. You don't see your way out right then. But you keep talking to the Lord about it. Keep telling the Lord, don't let me run off. Lord, don't let me do nothing I shouldn't do. Talk to the Lord. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And when you're waiting on the Lord, he says, I'm going to mount you up with wings as eagles. In other words, I'm like eagles. The eagles, they got them big wings. They flap their wings. And them big wings, I believe, serve the purpose to get them, they help travel them up. Amen. Lift them up. Amen. It said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They should run and not be weary. The church world is running and we're weary as a whole every step of the way. We fretting, we sighing, we crying, we complaining, we're oppressed, depressed. We walking with God, we got all these issues. We walking almost like lame. We not really running, we doing like this. I got car issues, I got house issues, I got mind issues, I got this issues, I got children issues, I got husband issues, I got wife issues, I got all kind of issues. I don't have enough money. We're running and we're weary with a lot of stuff. Amen? It say, but they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. When you wait on the Lord in prayer and communicate with God and talk to God about whatever you're going through, you're supposed to come away with a different attitude. Your problem may not be fixed as of yet, but you're supposed to go come away and get and with the confidence that God is going to take care of that situation. And if you don't come away that way, you need to stay there till you come away with that confidence. Amen? And it says, they should run and not be weary. They should walk and not faint. So the Lord has a solution to everything that we're going through. He has a solution for us to how to get that rest. You're not going to find that rest really nowhere in this world. The rest that the Lord is talking about, you're not going to find that rest. Not in this world. Am I right? The Bible says, in the world you shall have what? Tribulation. Trouble. Trials. Tests. But he's saying, me, you're going to have peace. Right. Peace is in the Lord. He said, this peace that passes all your understanding. When you should be a nervous wreck, but you got peace on you, that's the peace of God. How many know God will put peace upon you in the midst of turmoil? Amen. You don't need peace if you're not in turmoil. You need peace while you're in turmoil. Amen. When they talking about I'm going to put an eviction note on your door, you need the peace of God. When you feel like I don't, they're going to cut this off, you need God's peace. When you got health issues, you need God's peace, telling you it's going to be all right. When you got other people issues, you need to say, I need God's peace. I got peace. Like God, I done told God about that. And I know sometimes when you talk to the Lord, the more you talk to the Lord, the devil say, it's getting worse and it's not going to change. You got to keep talking to the Lord. Say, Lord, the devil trying to make me think that you're not going to change it. But I know he's a liar. Because you got to say, Lord, I know that you said in your word that above all things, you wish that I prosper, be in hell, even as my soul prosper. Lord, I know you said if I abide in you and your words abide in me, I can ask what I will and it shall be done. You have to say, Lord, the devil trying to make me think I'm not going to get a husband, I'm not going to get a wife. But you say, Lord, if I walk right, you'll give me the desire. You got to know what the word says and quote the word back to the devil. And that's your confidence. That's your peace. Somebody give God the praise. I pray to God in the men's house because some things I just don't feel like I don't want to tolerate, especially if I didn't bring it upon myself. I don't want nobody else's issues upon me that I didn't bring upon myself. Somebody said, I don't know about nobody else. That's the way I feel. I'm not going to, I done been around almost 60 years. I know people can burden you down with so much mess, and I just choose not to be burdened down by that. Because I know it's a distraction. It would distract me from doing God's will, and it would make me feel discouraged, and it made my mind start running like theirs running. Amen? Everybody's mind's running somewhere, can't get nothing from God. Amen? God calls us to use our energies in a more better way. Amen? That's the way I believe it. That's why I say, if I know something about something, I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to pray about it till I see a change, you know? I will pray about stuff. Amen? And sometimes I don't say, Lord, I don't know how you're going to fix it. I just ask you to do it. And I say, Lord, I don't want to be worried with it. And don't let this be a bother to me or nobody else. That's the way I pray about it. That's what I mean. You got to mean what you pray. Amen? Somebody give God the praise. Like your sister said one time, she preached, she said, it's just as simple as that. It's just simple as that. It's not simple in the natural, but it's simple in the spirit. Amen? Amen. Amen. How many know there's no rock too big that God can't pick up? Amen. There's no situation too bad that God can't turn around. Right. Amen? And if I stay in the spirit, I can win. I'm a winner. Amen? You go try to handle yourself, amen, you might not be able to do it. You won't be able to do it. Somebody give God the praise. Everybody stand to their feet. But we about done. About rest for the soul. Rest for the soul and rest for the mind. It's a lot of people all over the world. They take sleeping pills to sleep. They take other things to wake them up. They have to live off of that. They can't rest good. Amen. And that means that there's a mind issue thing going on there. Their soul is toiling. Their mind, will, and emotions is toiling. Amen? But we want the rest and peace of God. And that needs to be preached all over the world. The rest and peace of God. People can look at you and have so much turmoil in their soul. Amen? So much turmoil in their mind. But the Lord offers us a solution to those problems. He said, all you got to do is come to me. He said, and I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. And that's the people, the world needs that. They need somebody to point to them, Jesus, and say, Jesus can help you. He can calm the storm and raging sea in your mind. You know, I know a man from Galilee. He'll set you free. That's what we need to be able to tell. But we can't tell people that because we got so many issues. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Everybody just bow your head. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, Lord. You reach out with your heart to the Lord and let that word sink in. Don't just be so anxious of what you're going to do when you leave here. Let that word sink in because you're going to need it. Because at the end of the day, when nobody else is there, it's going to be you, the Lord, and the devil. And you got to know that you got authority over these things. Somebody praise his name. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. Lord, I put this out as much as I know how to put it out, Lord. And I pray, God, that not one word will fall to the ground, but accomplishing that what you sent it out to do in all of our lives, including myself, Lord. God, we need your peace, Lord God. Glory to God. Holly, we need your rest, Lord God, for our souls, Lord. The devil tried to disturb us and get us out of peace and get us out of rest. But Lord, we need your peace and we need your rest, Lord. Lord, I'm praying every situation here today, Lord. Lord God, that you would move in every behalf upon today, Lord God. God, some are more urgent than others, Lord. Glory to God. And Lord, I ask you to hasten your word to perform a solution to every situation. And give us peace, Lord God. And give us rest, Lord. And peace. Let us find peace and rest for our souls, God. In the name of Jesus, let us stay under the umbrella of peace and rest, God. Teach us all how to stay in that secret place, abide in the secret place of the Almighty. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for your word, God. Lord, the devil tried to hinder this word today, God, in many ways. But Lord, you enable us to bring it forth anyway. Lord, we just took our authority, God, chopping on through here, Lord God. Glory to God. And Lord, we pray that you continue to strengthen each and every one of us, Lord. God, even over the holidays, Lord. God, we pray that we won't get so caught up, Lord God, into things that we forget about you. Because at the end of the day, Lord, we sure are going to need you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And Lord, we thank you and give you praise. Give you praise, honor, and glory. Lord, let your praises continually be within our mouth, Lord God. And Lord God, every situation, Lord, you know the urgencies of each and every situation. God, I ask you to hasten a solution to the problem. Hasten it to perform, Lord. And God, keep us all in your peace. And keep us all in your perfect peace. And God, help us to keep our mind stayed upon you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. I pray you deal with every situation, Lord, according to as you will have to deal with it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let your angels be always encamped about us all. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name. Somebody just raise your hand and begin to worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we thank you. And we praise you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.